This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
John, listening in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, John.
Hi, Hank. I was wondering if you would know who wrote the book of Hebrews.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Until the 1600s, this letter was predominantly known as the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews. So for many centuries, it was attributed to the Apostle Paul. But after the Reformation, other authors have also been suggested, including Silas, Apollos, Priscilla, even Barnabas. So there have been a lot of suggestions in terms of who wrote the Epistle to the Hebrews. Silas, because he was in Rome in the 60s, he was Jewish, he was a Roman citizen, and likely a scribe, and therefore it would have been possible for him to write Hebrews. Apollos, many people think it was Apollos because he had the rhetorical and philosophical training necessary to write a letter like Hebrews, which is a very complex letter when you think about it, because what Hebrews does is take into consideration all of the law and the prophets and shows how Jesus Christ is the portrait that emerges from their writings, that he is the antitype that fulfills all the types and shadows. Therefore, he's warning the Hebrews that if they go back to types and shadows when the ultimate sacrificial lamb has come, then they're trampling upon the sacred blood of that lamb. So again, it takes someone that has an encyclopedic knowledge of the whole of Scripture in order to write something like this, and that's why Silas and Apollos have been forwarded. But again, there are a lot of people that still think it was the Apostle Paul.
Right. Well, I was wondering, the men that put the Bible together, do you think they knew who wrote it?
Yes, I do think that they knew, absolutely. But remember, when you say the men that put together the Bible was determined by God. It was discovered by men on the basis of principles, and those principles are what we call the principles of canonicity. Canon means measure or rod, and therefore there's a measure by which a book is discovered to be the spoken word of God as opposed to merely the words of men.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.